Peace be with you. Welcome to the D Show. I'm excited you're with me. I'm with you. And you know what? We got so much great things to talk about. I got a special guest on the D Show.
This is the D Show.
Back here on the D Show with my special guest, Dr. Ikram.
Yes.
Did I say that right?
Well, yeah, Dr. Ikram Bashir.
Bashir. Now, you said Bashir. Everybody knows my good friend. He's here. Actually, your husband is here with us, Dr. Bashir. And that's how he actually recommended I have you on the show, because so many people got to benefit from, I mean, you guys, from the program I've done with him, you guys have authored so many different books on not only parenting, but also on marriage. Is that right?
Yes, we've been working together on that for quite a number of years now. I don't remember when we started, but alhamdulillah, we felt that our life is going good, and we are able to communicate and make a happy family for ourselves and our children. And alhamdulillah, we started like giving lectures and that, and then writing books was the next step to try to spread the knowledge, because everybody deserves to live happily. And we know from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, Allah tells us that مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Meaning, whoever does good deeds and he is a believer, Allah will make him live a good life. So sometimes people lose track of why their life is not really working together, why a couple are not happy with each other. And it could be the little things about understanding each other, about being able to forgive and forget, and sometimes strike the balance. Because many times, the person is closer to herself or himself than to their spouse. They know what bothers them, they know what makes them happy. And if they're not communicating well and they're telling the other person, their spouse, what they expect from them, then it doesn't work. And they don't really, someone might think, well, he should know what pleases me or she should know what pleases me. But that's not how it works. We better learn to talk more and tell each other about it in a calm way, not to bottle everything up and wait until we can't take any more and then explode.
Yeah.
So this is how it started with us.
Is it fair to say it's an art? When I opened up the show, I mean the art of dealing with a woman.
Yes.
Would you say it's somewhat of an art?
I agree. I think it's very much a good description for it.
Okay, because there are some, we know that the women are emotional creatures,
yes.
Right? Sometimes. And especially at certain stages of a woman's life, some things happen and they might handle things differently. So we want to get some advice. If the husband now, he's not able to handle these situations, sometimes, you know, the man, he just can't, you know, handle all these emotions and he just loses it. So what advice do you give?
Okay, the advice here is to acknowledge that, as you said, the woman is different. Allah made us in two gender for a reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided that, you know, it would be best for the woman to be emotional, because being emotional doesn't mean, sometimes, by the way, when people say the woman is emotional, they mean that she is too emotional, she is too irrational. But that's not it. Being emotional is something that is needed for a woman and even for, you know, for the benefit of her husband, for the benefit of her children. This is how she is made. She is more emotional than the man, for sure. And for the husband to know that she is emotional, what does this mean? It means that, you know, acknowledge this emotion, and it's not hard. Just if a husband tells his wife that, you know, he's late, say, and instead of ignoring that he doesn't spend time with her, instead of just thinking, okay, what's the matter with you, just to tell her something like, you know, it was, I would like to be here with you, but really I needed to do this or that or this. But then decide about a time when he can be with her. Acknowledge her needs, talk more, because most men, as I see it, they don't talk enough with their wives. And in the same time, the wife or the woman need to tell him what pleases her, what she's expecting from her, from him. So it's not like, you know, everyone assuming that he should know and he assumed that what is upsetting her. It's rather that she need to help him understand her, and he need to listen, and she needs to listen. They both need to listen to each other so they can understand better about each other. Because although there is a common area between them, how they are similar in something, they are different in other things. And if that was not for a wisdom, they would have been, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have created all of us the same. So being emotional here, meaning that this to be acknowledged, she's still rational, she still have a mind to think, and she still acknowledge intellectually things and so on, but she is for sure, she needs for her emotion to be acknowledged much more.
We're going to go ahead and before we get into the next question, we're going to take a break, come back, and we'll talk some more here with Dr. Ekram. And you don't want to go anywhere. We got some great stuff to talk about. We'll be right back.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.
Back here on The Dean Show. Now, let me know for our audience, in these times when, you know, and specifically now, the things I want to focus on are some of the challenging times that a woman might go through. For instance, postpartum, depression, special time of the month, and what are some other unique times and challenges that a woman goes through? So how can a man deal? Because it can be overwhelming at times. Because the man's also, then we got a knowledge, he's not made. He's made in a certain way, you know. He's made to be like, you know, if the lion comes there in the jungle, he's a man. He's not, oh, he's like, and a woman wants a man, but also at the same time, not some person who's a tyrant. So striking the balance for him to be understand her, but at the same time, her being understand how Allah made him.
Yes, exactly. Well, as you said, the woman needs someone who is strong. Someone who is emotionally, by strong, I mean also emotionally, can stand up and she can trust that, you know, he can look after the family and protect them and so on. The woman would like for someone to, for her husband to have a leadership and not to really let things happen as it happens, but have a leadership in the right thing. Like, leadership doesn't mean here that he bosses people around, he bosses her around, but in the same time, when things need to be decided, he can take that decision. For example, sometimes you mentioned something about special time and special needs and so on. We know that many troubles and many problems come from how the relationship happened between the different families, like what we call in-laws. If, say, for example, a woman or a wife have some misunderstanding or they don't really communicate well herself and her sister-in-law, the leadership here will be that the husband has to take a position where he is fair and he can communicate to both of them how important each of his sister or his wife to him, and make some discussion or give some direction for how they do that. But sometimes some men just let things happen and they don't interfere at all, and they don't give any... Interfere here doesn't mean that, you know, he's going to... but he can mediate. He can talk to his wife good things about how he value her and in the same time how it will make him so happy that she makes it up with his sister, but then give her some direction about, you know, what she has to do and what she doesn't have to do, because she's doing that to please him. And do the same thing with his sister. So by this mediation, he is showing leadership, and that's some kind of strength that's important in our time now. As you said, the man is not made to always have that emotions and be very emotional. But when he feels his wife is, she wants to talk about something that's bothering her, something that's bottled up in her, or she may not ask him that or tell him that she wants to talk, but she is not herself. She is quiet, she is distant, she is that. It will help so much that he says, are you upset about something? Are you tired? Are you bothered? Are you? So she notices, or she feels that he notices her mood. Also, the woman's life goes through cycles. Once she started to be a grown-up or like an adult, she goes through cycles. And these cycles happen because she is under the effect of hormones that is going in cycle. And this, of course, is what needs to be done for her as a woman so she can bear children and give birth and so on. And the man has to notice that because she goes on cycles, then sometimes these hormones are making her oversensitive. She could get easily upset or tired. And knowing that will help their relationship, that, you know, he in these days he need to be more patient with her, and he need to realize that maybe she gets tired so easily. I remember sometimes in conflicts between a couple, and it was resolved by the man noticing that, yes, this cycle thing has an effect on her, rather than think she is lazy and she sleeps too much, for example. So this is how, you know, understanding the nature of each other will help the relationship, rather than just be judgmental and think someone is lazy or someone doesn't have, enough heart to notice how she is and this kind of thought.
Before we go to break, what are your comments on, I had a person who is also an expert in this area. Her name is A. Doyle. She wrote the book called The Surrendering Wife. Are you familiar with this book?
I haven't read it, but I heard about it, yes.
And she talks about the concept between love and respect. Mm-hmm. And really the drive for men more is the respect that they desire more, and the women desire more of the love. But obviously men want to be loved too, but what's, you know, the water for the man, because we both need food and water, but one we need more than the other, otherwise you're going to die if you don't have water, you know, you can go longer without food.
Yeah.
So that for the man is respect. Mm-hmm. For the woman, it's the love. What are your comments on that?
Yeah, I believe. I don't know if we take respect as what's the implication of respect. If we take respect as do as I ask of you, or do as this is what I like, and so on. He might care more about respect. While if we acknowledge that the woman needs to be nurtured with love more, then she also needs to be respected, because nobody likes to be disrespected or mistreated. So I would say the woman also likes to be respected, but it's not the huge thing. As long as she is respected generally, and we all know when respect is at least at the level where it shouldn't go below, then yes, she needs more love.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Akram here on The Dean Show. Don't go anywhere.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.
Back here on The Dean Show, tell us, can you tell us now that a lot of times in relationship, there's certain things, you know, that the man will do, and then sometimes certain things the woman will do. And does it really help when both parties understand? I believe it was a book called Men Are From Mars, Women From Venus. When we understand that Allah, the Creator, the Almighty, has made us different. We acknowledge these differences, and then how can we get to the point where once we acknowledge these differences, that we can kind of deal with each other in a better manner?
Yeah. Well, once we acknowledge that we are made different, we're not going to be shocked, you know, how did he do that to me, or how could she does this to me. We are learning about each other. And we acknowledge also that these differences are for our own benefits and for the benefits of the family. And we are open to learn about each other. And we must need, like what I found that sometimes when between a couple, when things, when they start, you know, in the beginning, of course, everybody is open and welcoming the other person and so on, in the beginning of marriage. Then when few things happens over and over, then many times they start to be distant from each other, because one of them was trying to perhaps talk about it, and the other one took it lightly or did not pay much attention to it. So the person who was feeling that they're not getting, you know, what they expected from the marriage, try to close up so they don't get hurt more. And they start to be in a relationship. Yes, they are married. Yes, they have their children. But they're not really feeling for each other. They're not communicating. They're not enjoying their life at all. But they're just passing time. And this is a very serious situation that nobody should allow it to happen to them. How could they do that? They better refresh from time to time. They better get out, find somebody to take the kids if their kids are young, and try to go for a couple of days if they can afford that. If they don't have anybody to leave their kids with, at least go for a day, go for half a day, and go back to when they were just engaged or early married and so on, and try to feel for each other, try to talk, try to tell. It's as simple as it is, but what happened is that it becomes like a mountain that they have to climb because now they became distant. And I would say listening to each other is the most important thing they can do. And also stay connected to the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you receive everything with an open heart. But when you are not connected, you feel very harsh inside yourself, and then you are already tense. And the tension, of course, is so high now in everybody's life. And we have to have a healthy way to de-stress and to let that tension go, so they are able to be patient with each other. They are able to give and not ask for, you got to give me back right away, but, you know, just wait a little bit and it's coming. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, I say people need to, if they feel they are in a situation where they are not, you know, they're not getting anywhere, one of them is always pushing their way, his way or her way, then they need to let the other person know. And they need to tell them that, please, we have to strike the balance in the relationship. And if they can't reach that between the two of them alone, there is a rule in the Quran that says that he should invite someone from his side and she should invite somebody from her side. And they tell them the issue and then they try to mediate between them. What I'm saying here is that they should not accept to live together under the same roof as two strangers. They should try to work their issues out, and there is different ways. They should handle it by themselves. If they can't, then they should reach out for somebody to help mediate between them.
If there is something that we only have a couple minutes left, if there is just something in one word, in a sentence, something key, so a couple key components, something that you think advice that you've given that really helped you, that you've gotten or that you've given that's really helped. You know, sometimes we can hear just one sentence, an hadith, an ayah, something that is so powerful that you can go back to whenever you're in a dilemma. Is there something like that you can share with us before we come to an end?
Okay. Well, I'm going to say something that's simple, but it's different from hadith and ayah, because, of course, mashallah, in the verses and in the hadith and so on, there is so much guidance. But I want to tell all husbands that it's easy to please your wife. Just acknowledge her feeling. Just tell her that she is dear to you. Tell her that, you know, if it was, you know, what she's upset that you don't spend time with her, or she's upset that, you know, she hasn't seen you for so long, or you are not sharing some. Just to get, when you are around, just to get up and do what she's doing. As we know, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam kana fi mihnati ahlihi, which means that he was always doing what his family is doing, what his wife is doing. When you do that, you give her a lot of support, and it's not about how much you're going to really finish in the little time that, you know, you may share with her this helping around the house, but it's about acknowledging that taking care of the family at that level, at the level of housekeeping and looking after the children and so on, is something valuable. It's not like putting it down, putting this kind of work that's absolutely important and needed down.
Tell us, where can people get some of you and your husband's books if they're interested? Okay.
The books are printed by Amana Publication here in the United States, and I think it's AMANA, so Amana, and you can look it up, or that's basically on Amazon, or look Amana Publication itself, and
everything is there.
Everything is there.
Thank you so much. Jazakallah khairan. Thank you for being with us.
You're most welcome.
And thank you for tuning in to The Dean Show. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe right now. Hope you got to benefit from this advice. We're here every week with a new exciting show. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.